Welcome to the Generation Iron Podcast, featuring the biggest names in bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports world.
If you want to be a bodybuilding champion, it takes hours and hours every day of being dedicated and being passionate about it.
How's your boy here, Kai Green, a.k.a. Mr. Getting It Done?
Yeah, buddy!
Tune in to the GI Exclusives on the Generation Iron Airwaves.
Hello, what's up, everyone, and welcome to this week's Generation Iron Podcast. Your hosts, me, Victor Martinez, Esam Farahi, Vlad Yudin, and Edwin Mejia. We are here to bring back this week's podcast.
It's going to be a good one.
Another one.
Very interesting.
Another week.
I can't wait.
What do we have?
Another great question and a question for the day. And, these questions are getting more interesting because everybody's going back to the 07 rematch between Victor and Jay.
But this who's doing this, man? Who's keep asking about this?
This
man?
Question comes back comes to us courtesy of Vincent Caballero 6041. And his question is, Vic, please educate us on site injections and why today's bodybuilders have hideous lumps, like Lumsford's lats or Hattie's pointy shoulders. Fake gear, bro? Uncrowned 07. Oh, Mr. Vic 07 was perfect.
Yeah, thank you, Caballero.
He shit on Lumsford and Hattie by saying they have ugly what lats?
It's actually this is controversy.
People you agree with that?
I mean,
he's talking about synthol, obviously, right?
Well, there's usually
it's not
synthol.
Necessarily synthol. Yeah.
Yeah, not necessarily synthol, but a lot of times, to answer his question. It's a medley of things, you know. It's basically, fake juice or the different kind of oil they use. You know, is it cotton seed oil? Is it grapeseed oil? Mm-hmm. Low quality juice, meaning non-pharmaceutical grade. And also too much site injection in one spot. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of guys just hate doing multiple shots. So instead of putting same 3 cc's, spot. Spread out, throughout, different injection sites, they would tend to put 3 cc's in one side, and that creates, a little cyst or a long time to break down. But also, people have to remember, that's why when I do have clients and they do have to do the injection sites, I would usually, have them not do it too close to contest time. Because when you start doing injection sites too close, remember your body fat is low. Your water intake, it's now, beginning to diminish. So when you start putting these sites injection and you're 2 weeks out, low body fat, they tend to be more noticeable.
Right.
So in order to fix this, one, do smaller amounts, meaning instead of putting 2 cc's, you want to put maybe one or do a half cc and do more shots, more sites, do both lats instead of putting 3 cc's on both lats, do a cc and do the other one elsewhere, and also try to go a little bit deeper also.
This is synthol we're talking about or regular steroids?
This is regular steroids. If you're putting synthol, you're asking for a lot more trouble because eventually the synthol just becomes boils, a cyst, and it could break down into your bloodstream and create more health risks. So I would not recommend synthol at all for nothing whatsoever. You're going to do juice anyways. Might as well, I tell you, let's do smaller amounts. Let's do, again, you can do a 25-gauge syringe. Let's not do one of these freaking, horse syringes. And smaller amounts. And I would
prefer less juice.
Yeah, less juice. Depending where it is, obviously, if it's the lats, let's go with 1 inch. And just do the site injection. But when you do the lats also, you got to remember there's a lot of, veins going on. There's a lot of, try to have it, try to do the injection on the daylight where you can see a lot of the web, because you can see the web of veins in the lats. It's just, you don't want to hit that vein.
What happens if you hit the vein?
Well, it's going to create more bruising. Wow. It's going to create more bruising. It's also going to, also inflame, and you don't want to get that juice going into the bloodstream. Yeah, I mean, in the muscle is fine, you know, but once it hits the vein and it goes into the bloodstream, it's going to create a freaking burn, and it's not going to be fun. You know, it's not going to be fun. You don't want
deep
that.
Tissue muscles help too after
the
injection.
Deep tissue does help again, but let's say you're a week out. And you did the bad shot. Now, you know, you're getting yourself a little body fat, so it's going to take longer for your body to actually process that, you know, injection. And the massage will help a little, but I would always recommend, I would say 2 weeks out not to do it. If you're just doing this on your own, really you don't need side injections if you're not competing or anything like that, you know. Side injections will just inflame the site a little bit. It's going to make it look bigger, but it's really not that big.
That would make me want to go anywhere else. To just sit back, listen to some music.
Definitely recommend this clinic, yeah. Definitely.
So the question was asked about Hadi and Derek, which are both Mr. Olympians. I mean, are we saying that they don't know what they're doing, or do you think it's from the previous years of you?
I mean, it's happened. It's happened to the best of us. Hmm. It just, you're getting there. You're following a protocol. You have, you know, 4 or 5, 6 CCs left in that last protocol. You don't want to deviate from it. You know, this could be, it's going to be, you know, a make or break deal to getting that first, and, you know, between first and last. You don't know, but you're so freaking into the games. You're so deeply in that you take those shots. And unfortunately, I've seen so many people take that last shot. I've done it too. And I always say, man, should you skip that last one, man?
So I have a question. For lat injection, is it better to inject it? I mean, usually they inject it in the lower lat or upper lat?
Middle. Yeah, middle. So if you one way to measure is just, you know.
Okay, don't teach the guys. That's
yeah. We don't condone none of this, by the way. This is just
not condoning it. But there's one way. Basically, the middle from top, and the middle from bottom. Just hit right in the middle, centered.
Vic, what does it mean, fake gear?
Fake gear?
What's a fake gear?
Well, fake gear is always underdosed. Yeah. Underdosed will be considered, you know, it's semi-fake, but it's still fake because it's underdosed. So usually you'll know by the price. You'll know by the price because, you know, cheap juice is always underdosed juice. You know, there's no discounts. There's so much inflation going on everything. Yeah. Why all of a sudden juice prices are going lower? You know, you're taking cheap shit, you know? I mean, everything's going up high. Know what you're buying. You know, when you're buying the Remo Bowling, the Bayer ones, you're paying the $20, $25, you know what you're getting is real, you know? When you go to the pharmacy, you're getting, you know, obviously prescribed. I mean, the worst juice right now you can get in the U.S. is probably compound juice.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably, you know, that's probably the cheapest. Because it's compound. It's made in pharmacies down in down in Florida, wherever there's a compound pharmacy. It's like, it's okay. It's all right, you know. But if you get name brand from the pharmacy, you know, prescribed by the doctor, you know, you're getting, and you could tell the difference. When you take it, it's like...
Totally different.
Yeah, total difference. No boils, no lumps, no nothing. And when you get compound, it's like hit or miss. I believe there was a compound pharmacy that once had a bad batch. And it's one bad batch is all it takes.
That's all it takes, yep.
All it takes. And then you're taking it and you're wondering why you're getting fever. Why you're getting, you know, this headache.
Basically, some guy make it the juice in the kitchen. And then putting the
bottle on the market. Yeah, they're still happening.
Yeah,
I mean, the early days of trend was made in bathrooms.
Oh yeah,
it's terrible, man.
Still happening.
Still happening.
You can buy a trim parlor.
So usually you
in Alibaba.
Yeah.
In Alibaba, you can buy a literally trim parlor.
Wow.
Bring it here, mix it with the oil, and sell it. It's very.
It's so crazy. Ed and I visited this guy in Sacramento. I'm not gonna say his name. I don't want to like. But in his house, he lived he had like a nice house in Sacramento, and he had a whole like lab set up.
Yeah.
In his kitchen, his living room. Remember that?
Sacramento, not the actual city mentioned. to protect the anyone involved in illegal activities.
Okay, who's the winner?
So, yeah, so this week's winner, I hope that answers your question. And Vincent Caballero, 6041, you are this week's winner. You win your case of carnivore RTD or carnivore beef protein by Muscle Meds.
Yeah, submit your questions. Whatever you do, just try to stay natural, man. Yeah. You know, have a nurse friend or somebody, you know.
Speaking of natural, you know, the well-known YouTuber and bodybuilder Cali Muscle has gotten
Muscle.
Fully natural. It's kind of interesting to see before and after.
I think we should say he became natural.
How long was his last shot? How long ago?
Yeah, he became natural.
Years.
I think a year.
A year?
He's still not natural. Technically,
if he was to compete in a natural competition, he's still not considered
natural. He would still fail.
Has to be 5 years.
Well, it's
for your natural. So you're not natural.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what he actually said.
Though. Yeah. Well, the reason why we're mentioning him, one is because of what he said, but two, also because of the drastic change. I mean, if you see him now, I mean, I think he's about 5'8 or 5'9, I'm not sure, but he completely disappeared.
He was judged.
I think he's
he
about
huge.
160 or 155 pounds or something now. It's insane.
Well, I hope he's healthier, you know. Yeah. As long as he's healthier,
that's not that bad.
You know, it's not about being big, so.
So first of all, he said that bodybuilding is demonic and everybody who's into bodybuilding and juice are basically devils. But before we get to that point, let's put context here.
Okay.
So he was basically a bodybuilder, right? YouTuber bodybuilder. He had a very bad health scare. He was in the hospital.
You're still a bodybuilder, bro. You can't shake it, bro. Whether you think it's demonic, you still are.
He had a health scare. He had a heart attack. He recovered. And since then, he was on a path of bringing health to the forefront, eating fruit, vegetables, fasting. And we're going to talk about what else he said. But he said bodybuilding is demonic because of the substances you have to put in your body. Let's talk about that, Vic.
I don't know what happened when he got an open heart surgery.
Yeah. Heart attack.
He actually ended up getting a heart attack.
Yeah.
All right. He got a heart attack and open heart surgery.
It was bad.
Heart surgery. I don't know what you saw during that process, you know, that scared the shit out of you, bro. But regardless of what it is, you promoting, you know, natural, good. You know, you promoting not taking juice, good. Calling what we decide to do to ourselves demonic, it's like, dude, man, what's up with that, bro? It's like, I don't know what you saw, but, you know, if we are demonic, then you are a fallen angel. You're, like, I don't know, you're a devil's reject or something. I don't know.
I put him next to the Liver King. You know, these two personalities is very, very similar.
You think so?
I mean, come on. Liver King, you're using the steroids, hiding it. I mean, and then lie to people. And same thing, him using the steroids and lying to people that moment in time. I mean, he's still lying to people. I remember he posted a video about water.
We'll talk about that next.
Yeah. I mean, he gave the wrong information exactly like a Liver
King. Let's talk about it now. He said that he went to the store. So Cali Muscle often goes to stores and he looks at products and the nutritional facts. And he kind of exposes why is this like this, right? Sugar, whatever. And he picked up a bottle of water. I forgot the brand. And he said, look at this one. It has 5 milligrams of sodium. Water is... This brand is terrible for you. It gets you swollen, whatever.
Which is sodium is part of the water. You know, we don't have a water. We
part
don't...
of the water has been a problem for a long time. Now, you can point to it if you had open heart surgery, high blood pressure, all that.
Yeah.
Of course, you could choose to have distilled water, you know, healthier, whatever. But when we sweat, you're sweating, you know, salt. You know, you need electrolytes. You need electrolytes, and that's why the sodium is a big part of it. So to say, oh, my God, you discover something, it's like not really, not so. You know, it's like it's still selling. People are going to drink it. They're not going to stop. They have it. This is the way they purify the water. I know alkaline mineral water is a better choice. Maybe you should look into that, drink that. I'm sure he's doing it anyways. But to point out five milligrams of water is like, oh my God, you know, stop the press. You know, it's not, this is not something you discover that so bad. You know, there's doctors right now drinking that same water that do open heart surgery for a living. And it's not bad. It's not bad only if you have a condition that you need to avoid it, then it's bad. You know, and I don't think I'm going to stop.
He has a lot of subscribers on YouTube, yeah? He's a YouTuber, basically.
And,
yeah.
And also on Instagram as well. I mean,
he's a YouTuber.
A big personality. He's obviously part of the Rich Piana era, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Of YouTubers that came out in the bodybuilding industry. So he's actually very well known. He's actually kind of well known because of the Strength Cartel, too, and all those guys out there. So I think that he's that West Coast YouTuber that really changed a lot of the industry, but...
That's fine, but to say demonic...
So, it's all about wrong information. Demonic. I don't have a problem with what he said. It's all about wrong information. When you release the wrong information in a huge platform like him, you know, people like him, like Dexter Jackson, like Jay Cutler, people not going to listen. I mean, they don't have a Dexter Jackson. They don't have that advanced like him channel in YouTube to release the information. Mm-hmm. But come on, man. I mean, water, sodium is wrong. I mean, what he said about bodybuilder is wrong. His life was coming from bodybuilding.
You know what?
His life building with bodybuilding. And right now, he's sitting down and talking behind the bodybuilders.
No, he's just scared straight, bro. You got to open heart surgery. You're laying there.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger had the three times.
Arnold just had another surgery.
Arnold had the surgery last week.
I mean, Arnold was scared straight to a point that he stopped eating meat and started promoting, you know, being a vegan.
Is he still doing
that?
So it
happens.
Yeah, he's still vegan.
He's still vegan. Is he really?
Yeah,
he's still vegan. So it's, you know what? I understand that part. It's cool. But to say demonic, it's like, I mean, I have family members that think wearing makeup is demonic. Television is demonic. Radio is demonic. You know, they're like crazy born-again bootleg Christians, you know?
Demonic is what he said about demonic is obviously over the top, right? But
over the top.
But don't you think what Kali Muscle has been preaching, which is being natural, staying away from substances, it's actually a good thing for the followers?
It's good or bad? For him, it's good for the people that shouldn't be dabbling in it. It's good for the people that are moonlighting, wanting to be a bodybuilder, but yet they don't really want to do that. So it's good not to do it. But at the end of the day, you know what? Our body get to do whatever the hell we want. We want to go that route. We do it. That's it. We do it. It's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of worse things people can do.
It's good until he's talking about himself, what he had the problem before, what's wrong before with him, when he using what's the difference between when he using drugs and not. He has to be giving the people as an experience of his when you're using it. Not talk about other people, right. You know? I mean, he start as himself.
So he says an opinion. You could have an opinion on anything else, but when you start calling it because you do this, you're this.
No, he general like, all bodybuilder evil.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Bodybuilder is evil, you know?
That's what he said.
But meanwhile, who's buying all his stuff or whatever the hell he sells? Usually mostly bodybuilders, you know, his followers, you know? So you're letting a lot of people down for doing the switcheroo. And again, if he's scared straight, that's, you know... That's understandable. So
yeah, I have a problem for because he's put down other bodybuilders. He's not telling what's wrong with me, you know. He has a lot of problem. He's not talking about what's the problem as a mental problem. I suggest you go to doctor for the mental things, you know.
He's still a part of the fitness industry, though.
It doesn't matter. Every person needs and sometimes in the life needs to go to the doctor for mental health.
No,
you know?
I understand, of course.
I mean, if you have a scar your arm, you put a tape on it. But if you have something wrong with your head, you not see it, you not take it, the scar in your head become more bigger and bigger and bigger, right. And then you're talking shit like this. You understand what I'm saying?
You're talking trash.
Yeah, you're talking trash to other people. You're to other people, you know, they respect you.
Yeah.
He always in the Mr. Olympia Expo, Arnold Expo, he was always in there.
He was, yeah, for sure.
I know you're going to be hanging out with more demons in the future, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to pull you back in.
So what happens to him next? I mean, he's still going to obviously exist.
And no, he's fine. He's doing it fine, you know. Maybe he's doing that to stir things up. You know? Could be. Are anybody going to listen to him? Maybe a couple of his followers, you know. But and like I said, the good stuff, stop being juice, going natural. You know, the food pointers he's doing, you know. I think he probably stopped eating meat, too.
So do you think that anything about what he says is true about being evil? How can bodybuilding be evil, in your opinion?
I mean, the only evil is, you know, the judging, bro.
I think the only evil is when one coach or one athlete tell a youngest athlete want to start to juice, not saying exactly what side effect you should get.
It's a lot of evil that goes on.
That's the evil thought. When you know what happened if you're going direct with that in your
Being misguided. Look, being misguided.
Exactly.
Being loaded by tons of juice, whether you're a teenager, you know, under 21, just started working out, being loaded with juice.
Yeah.
When a coach and your woman gives you juice when you don't really need it. There's a lot of evil.
Yeah, so he's also saying that, you know, he wants to be a new voice, essentially, right? For the industry and people and bring more awareness, which ends up happening a lot. Like, you know, obviously you mentioned Arnold, CT Fletcher. There's other guys out there that have gone vegan.
Exactly, CT too.
You know, so I guess the point
CT's
is
vegan?
Is that,
I didn't know.
Yeah, CT's actually went full vegan too, I think.
Yeah,
didn't realize that.
After heart conditions.
Yep.
So a lot of it has to do with living a healthier lifestyle, but I think that a lot of it also is making up for a lot of the abuse, right, Vic, from the previous years.
Man, they had their fun already. You can switch, you know. Have your fun. Choose, you know. You want to go out with this kind of girl? The girl burns you. You'll be like, don't date that kind of girl, else you're evil. You know? It's like, yo. It's like everybody should make their choice. You know what? Keep spreading, you know, talk about your opinion. You know, talk about your experience. At the end of the day, let the person choose. But calling people something because they decided because they want to go that way and because they still love it. You know what? The best thing they can do is, where they're going to pursue it anyways, is just choose how to do it right. Don't OD on the supplements. Don't OD on overjuicing. Don't go crazy. Don't think more is going to make you better, you know? Still, training harder, dieting harder is still the best way to go. And, you know, they're still going to be evil, man. But I think bodybuilders are pretty much not really at the top of the list when it comes to evil.
Exactly.
It's like, there's a lot of people running, you know, our nation and running countries and doing a lot of evil things, you know, and the people that are on
the ground. You know, when the normal people don't know bodybuilder, I mean, top bodybuilder, they see the picture on the video and say, oh, my God, they are so I can't evil. See the angriness, you know, I can't see this.
You're right.
But when you talk to them, you know, all bodybuilders, I talk to them very nice, very, very calm,
very sweet.
Yeah. I mean, exactly opposite the people is judging, which is you say that the judgment comes from the evil, you know, when you judge the
Yeah, you don't want to judge, but even though, you know, some bodybuilders can be atrocious, though.
I am.
like Greg.
I like how you
smelly, all synthoed up and everything. You guys offend us, man. You know?
I like Kali Masla personally, actually. I think he's very entertaining. But I think his reaction is common from people that, like you said, survive something.
Yes.
And now they want to be super healthy. You know, I've seen that before.
That's normal, understandable. Yeah. That's why I made the point of,
That's what I'm saying.
Because to put everybody in that one category is like
you live fast. That's how it is.
He general all bodybuilders. No? He put everyone in the one basket and then say all you guys.
I think what he's telling maybe his followers, like, hey, be careful following that path. That's kind of no.
He should be saying open. Talk about be careful. Yeah. You know, hey guys, if you take testosterone, you get this effect. As a matter of fact, when I use it. When I jump it from this amount to that amount, I feel those side effects. He has to be sit down. I mean, you are the best person to sit down to talk to the new generation about what happened to me when I take testosterone, nandrolone, I don't know, GH, trenbolone, all these those drugs, you use it for a while and then you stop it, you get side effect. It's the best to sit down and talk about what I feel it and what side effect, which is right now in the paper.
Yeah, like how do you get there? How do you get to that point of, exactly, you know, his heart failing, you know? Were you taking too much juice? Were you not, you know, doing cardio? Were you just eating meat every day?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of factors. Something got you there. I think, talk about that, educate people on that, and just, you know, that way you might have people deviate from, you know, pursuing an evil bodybuilding career.
I think he wants to say something good, but he doesn't know how to say it.
Yeah, I think so.
So that brings us to another question.
I believe you.
I believe you. That brings us to another question. It's just like, you know, bodybuilding health, and more importantly, what it is to have, you know, heartburn, right? You know, does the bodybuilding lifestyle really create issues with heartburn that you know of?
You experience?
I mean, I didn't have it as much because one time I did hear information about someone taking Winstrol pills. Hmm. And the person was always having heartburn. So that simple one time I heard that, I'm like, well, I'm not messing with Winstrol pills. Mm. So that alone, you know, it was one of those things. And the person kept taking Winstrol pills. They kept getting heartburns to a point that they had to retire. So
really?
Yeah. So it's certain drugs do that to you. Certain conditions in your body do that to you. So, I mean, heartburn and bodybuilding, and also force feeding.
Yeah, force feeding.
Force feeding. I never promoted that. I never told anyone to ever blend your food.
Yeah, overload.
You know, all this crazy. Like, you don't want to eat it. Don't eat it, man. That's it.
You know, they hear like a huge bodybuilders. They say you have to eat 6-7 times a day, and then they force themselves to eat.
Not true. I mean, I did bodybuilding half my life, I think, eating 3-4 meals a day.
Quite successful.
Wow.
3-4 meals a day. Eventually, my body got hungry.
Yeah,
and asked for more food. And that's when I added the extra 5 meal. And then eventually, I got into 6, you know. But the 6 was never really 6 because one of them was a protein shake, you know. So, I mean, was I hungry? Did I pick on food throughout the day? Were they all complete full meals? No. You know, so, I mean, the 6 meals, 7. I mean, I know there was a lot of articles on Flex, Muscle and Fitness, you know, muscular development.
They all preached to eat 6.
Yeah, we had, but most of it was, you know, solid food, and the supplements was just supplements.
Three of them basically is the snacks. It's very small. It's not the food.
Right.
Yeah, so all that food, I don't think your body, to begin with, wasn't even intended to eat all that food.
Never, of course not.
You know, it just came with bodybuilding. That's why.
Maybe Kali means that demonic.
Yeah. The gluttony, too much food, right? Food is demonic.
Gluttony is a sin, right?
A demonic, obese person. But, I mean, now I just eat basically, I'm back to 3-4 meals, you know? I mean, and is pizza considered a meal? It's a snack.
Pizza definitely make you
hard. That's a good response, and I think most people will get the understanding of you don't need to force feed yourself and get yourself in the situation.
Yeah, don't force feed. You don't want to do that, especially. That's why I always recommend people to pursue, athletics. You know, athletics alone will get you to being a better bodybuilder.
Right.
You know, it's going to build a better physique, a better base. You know, if you're a kid in your teens, you're still in high school, do the sports. After, if you're not in high school anymore, in college, try to do a sport or play a sport on the side just to make you physically able to endure what bodybuilding has to, you know, give down the road. But eventually it's the best base. And you're going to see, you're going to feel better, you're going to feel stronger. And then there's levels to it, you know. It's the first level of being a bodybuilder is what? Physique. You'll get to physique, eventually classic. And bodybuilding is, if you even dare to, you know, test those waters, because very few people, you know, have that calling to be a bodybuilder. It's not for everyone. You know, I know it's, you can try it, you can love it, I would not say don't do it, but it's anybody can do anything. It's just do it the right way, build up to it. And there's so many healthy ways to do it, man.
Exactly.
You know?
Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, Vic, thank you for answering those questions. It's been a great week so far. Thank you guys. Submit your questions. Continue to like, subscribe, and follow, and submit those questions for Vic.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, guys. And please, you want to see any of our prior episodes, look into iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcast streaming. And until next time.
Visit GenerationIron.com for even more GI exclusive content on all things bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are downloaded.
Hey, yo, listen up, man. Milk is for baby. Beef built muscle. You hear me? Yeah, I said it. Beef built muscle. California Nation, baby. RTDs, baby. On the go. Let's get it. Milk is for babies. Beef it up with Carnivore RTDs. 40 grams of protein, zero fat, zero sugar, zero lacto. Get yours today.